Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. We are monitoring those huge protests in Egypt. Coming up, we're going to have the view from Washington. But first, something for the tennis fans in our audience. And now listen up. We're going to take a look at those co-poly strings that may be giving some players an edge in the Australian Open. But first, a quick summary of the Open results. So turn down your radio and count to 10 if you don't want to hear. Okay, most people know Belgian Kim Clijsters will play Li Na of China in the women's final tomorrow. On the men's side, turned down. Andy Murray of Scotland defeated David Ferrer of Spain, so he'll face Serbian Novak Djokovic, who handily defeated Switzerland's Roger Federer last night. Okay, welcome back. A recent article in The Atlantic claims that these new co-poly strings are giving players an edge. Here's Atlantic contributor Joshua Speckman.
New co-poly string technology, which is essentially polyester with various often slippery chemical additives, helps players hit with more spin than ever before.
Now, many experts say that's bunk. After all, Rafael Nadal uses the strings, and he lost in the quarterfinals, although that could have been another string, his hamstring. Nate Ferguson is stringer to the stars, including Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic, and Andy Murray. And Nate just got back from Australia and joins us from his office in Tampa, Florida. Nate, we now have listeners who don't want to know the finals results, but let's just say the guys you've been stringing did well.
Yes, you are correct. We've strung over 500 rackets down in Melbourne.
Well, but now how does it work? Do the clients say to you, I want these strings, or do you recommend them? How does that work?
Generally, these players stick with what they like. However, slowly but surely, new technologies do come involved with even established pros. And yes, they will require us to string up some test rackets or test strings on occasion.
And by the way, Nate, this technology has been compared to the so-called spaghetti strings that were banned in tennis back in the 70s. Those were the horizontal and vertical strings that weren't woven. It, you know, doubled the spin because of the way they were put against each other. But this co-poly string, that's actually the name that one maker gives it. There's different kinds.
Co-poly is the polyester string that Babolat, a company in France, makes. They make the tennis rackets for Rafael Nadal, the number one tennis player in the world, and the string that he uses. And just like when Roger Federer went to half gut and half Luxlon strings, many other players went to that. Now, Rafael's number one, and many other players are now going to the Babolat product, which is the co-poly.
Well, and now, how many don't use the co-poly? For instance, Spain's Ferrer, does he not use co-poly?
He does.
He does use it. So is it at the point where just about everybody does?
Just about everyone uses a version of this string.
And we understand then there's this lubricant, and The Atlantic looked into the science of all this and spoke to a Japanese engineer. Now, back in 2004, he tested a string lubricant. He used an ultra-high-speed 10,000-frame-per-second camera. He watched when the ball hit the strings and found that the lubricated strings slip with the ball and snap back as it left, and that transferred more energy to the ball and creates more spin. Now, so is that why we're seeing people do these ferocious shots that if it were me, it would go 100 feet high in the air and out of the stadium, but it allows them to have some more topspin on it?
That is exactly right. They can swing as hard as they want, but there's so much low to high angle on their swing that the ball comes off going up high and with so much topspin that it goes over the top of the net with margin of error and then spins down with the topspin into the court before it goes over the baseline.
But as to whether or not it does give them an edge, you know, really, do you think we'd be seeing the level of tennis we're seeing now without these strings? Because some people say that's hooey.
No, we wouldn't. Because you look at the world number one, Rafael Nadal. He has a game created around strokes that impart extra top spin on the ball. That would have been impossible with all gut strings.
Huh.
But since everyone else is allowed to hit as much topspin as they want and select whatever kind of strings they want to put in their racket, then I don't see it as certainly an unfair advantage. But if it's comparing his style of game, which, you know, he's now 24, 25 years old, against the games of Yvonne Lendl and John McEnroe, he would have a huge advantage.
That's Nate Ferguson of Priority One, stringer and racket technician to the stars. Nate, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're very welcome.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in 30 seconds with more on our top story today. Egypt convulsed by street protests. We're still not sure how this story ends. Back in 30 seconds here and now.